The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara and this Daf discusses numerous halachas of the Mizbeach. One of the discussions and this Daf is Machloikes Tanoim of where the Mizbeach was located. Was the Mizbeach entirely on the Tzafon? Or was the Mizbeach half in Tzafon and half in Dorim? Opposite the opening of the Heichal. And based on this Gemara is a discussion about bringing Karbanis nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. About 750 years ago, in the times of the Rishonim, there were some Rishonim that wanted to go back to the Makom HaMikdash and start bringing Karbanos again. They had a whole discussion, and in the end, apparently it never happened. But there were some Rishonim that wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael and start bringing Karbanos. Later on, about 200 years ago, there was a person, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, and he wrote a letter to Baron Rothschild, and he asked him to help him set up the Yishuv HaChadosh in Eretz Yisrael. In that letter, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, he also discussed that Al Pi HaTorah, it's permissible to bring Karbanis in the Makom HaMikdash nowadays. A little after that, the same person, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, he wrote a whole sefer called Rishas Tzion, and in that sefer he explains his whole shita, how halachically it's permissible to bring Karbanis nowadays. Now even he did not permit bringing all Karbanis, only Karbanis Tzibor. And he goes through many issues that potentially are involved in bringing Karbanis nowadays and resolves them. In his days, others came and wrote against it, and other Sfarim were written, and in the end, history has it that the Karbanis were never brought. But the discussion was discussed by many different Poskim and Achroinim, as whether it's permitted, whether it's not permitted, and if it's not permitted, what are the reasons that it's not permitted? Apparently most poskim, and that's apparently the accepted thing, that we can't bring karbanis nowadays. Now the Drishas Tzion says that one of the issues that are potential issues of bringing karbanis nowadays is that even though we don't have to have the entire Beis HaMikdash standing, but we do need to know where the Mizbeach is. We have to know the exact location of the Mizbeach. We're only allowed to bring Karbanis in the exact location of the Mizbeach. The exact location of the Mizbeach, Lefi the Mesoyer, that's where Adam HaRishon brought his Karban to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the place where Noach brought his carbon when he came out of the Teva. And it's also the place of where the Akedah took place. Akedah's Yitzchak took place. Now the Gemara, a little later on, in our Perek, Daf Samach Beis, says that in the times of the Baal Yesheni, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, a Navi came from Bavel for this purpose, of telling them where the exact location. It had three purposes, but one of the purpose was to tell them the exact location of the Mizbeach. So seemingly, it's impossible to know where the Mizbeach is without having a Navi. So if Tzvi Kalischer, in his Sefer Drishas Tzion, he answers that, and he says that the only time you need to have a Navi is only if there's no zecher left of where the Beis HaMikdash was. After the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no zecher of the first Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, Arur o ara yisoidba, that when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was destroyed all the way down to the foundation. However, the second Beis HaMikdash, that we have parts of the Beis HaMikdash left, we have the Kaisel left, so from there, we could measure where the Mizbeach is, and if we can measure from there where the Mizbeach is, so then we don't have to have a Navi, and we would be able to bring Karbanis as far as this problem of not knowing where the Mizbeach is. Came the She'elis Yaivitz, and the She'elis Yaivitz says, no, it's not going to work. He says, since we have an argument that it's Machlokes Tanoim, where the Mizbeach is, it's Machlokes if it's in Tzofin, or if it's in the middle, and not only that, it's a Machlokes Harapaskin, it's Machlokes in the Rishonim, which day or which opinion do we follow, and therefore, this is a big reason why we can't bring Karbanis nowadays. Based on our Gemara that we don't know that it's Machlokes where the Mizbeach is, and it's a machloikis harishayim had a paskin. So even if you could start measuring from the kaisam aravi to figure where things were, but it's only going to tell you where it was according to specific opinions, and we don't know which opinion to follow. The other achrayim came and said there's really other problems, even as far as the mizbeach itself. The She'elas David says that there's really another problem, because the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi. It's the land of like a deer. Just like the deer, if you take the skin, the hide, off of the deer, after you take it off, it will never be able to put it back in. It stretches when it's on the deer. So to Eretz Yisrael, when the Yidden live there, it becomes bigger, it stretches, and it's able to fit everyone there. When people aren't there, when Klal Yisrael isn't there, so then it shrinks. And the Gemara gives an example of that. So in any case, so just like the whole Eretz Yisrael shrinks, so perhaps the whole Malkim HaMikdash shrinks, and therefore you can't start measuring from the Kaisel to figure out where the Mizbeach was, even if you'll have a way out of Paskin. Like which Tana we follow in our Gemara, it still will not be sufficient. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger also had another problem. Rabbi Kiva Eger was also in those days, and he asked a different problem. He says, we don't know the exact shear of a tefach. You're going to start measuring with tefachim, and we don't know the shear of tefach. He says, even though you could say that halachas that are based on the shear tefach will change and adjust according to the size of human beings. The shear of an amma is really the size of from the end of the fingers of like the amma of a person. Nevertheless, that's not going to work to be mevarer places that were established already before. And therefore, even if you'll tell me that the size of an amma could change on the generation depending how big people are, nevertheless, the place of where the Mizbeach was in relative to where the Kaisel is, that's not going to change. Now, the Drishas Tzion wants to say another way how you could figure out where the Mizbeach is. There's a Gemara later on in our parak that the Gemara says that the Mizbeach was built and has to be built on land that's solid. The rest of the Mizbeach, the rest of the Mikdash, the rest of the Harabayis, they built a Kifin al-Gabi Kifin. They purposely built it with hollow spaces underground. In the ground that was under the Harabayis was Kifin al-Gabi Kifin. Everything except for where the Mizbeach was. The Mizbeach is called Mizbeach Adama, has to be connected to the ground, And not only does it have to be connected to the ground, it has to be like solid ground. And therefore, the Gemara says, later on, at Samach Aleph Amid Beis, that the Mizbeach has to be, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, has to be, Shalo Yivnenu Le'agabi Kipim Le'agabi Mechilois. You can't build it on any hollow spaces. So says the Drishas Tzion, we have a way out to figure out where the Mizbeach is. Let's look underneath the Mokim HaMikdosh, and let's find where it's keeping Agabi keeping, and where it's not keeping Agabi keeping. And we'll know that the place that's not keeping Agabi keeping, that's the Mokim HaMizbeach. So the Grai Zalaznik, he says that eighth of the Drishas Tzion to figure out where the Mizbeach is not going to work. It says, L'maisa, if you look, the feed of Metzias, if the archaeologist, whoever looks over there, under the Makam HaMikdosh, under the Harabayis, it seems that the entire Makam of the Harabayis is really totally closed. We can't find any hollow spaces. So obviously something happened. Perhaps what happened is, like what the Radvaz says, that the Goyim dug up under the Har Abayis, and many times because they wanted to find the Yesoidos, and therefore it's really lower the level of the Har Abayis, according to that, that it's really lower than it originally was. B'chol Oifen Shehu, he says the Metzias is that today there's no way that we could find the Mizbeach based on finding the part that's Otum, that's entirely solid. And therefore, that would be a problem for this potential way of how to find the Mizbeach. And as such, so we don't know where the Mizbeach is, and if we don't know where the Mizbeach is, there's no way that we can bring Karbanis nowadays. The Achrayim discuss many other reasons. I'll just mention briefly what other reasons that the Achrayim discuss of why we can't bring Karbanis nowadays. One is we have a problem of making big day kahuna, especially we don't know necessarily, we're not sure what the tcheles is, appointing a kohen gadol, how to do chanukas hamizbeach, how to do chinuch hakehanim, how to have shkolim. Some say that today the karbanos are not merotze, they're not merotze in the fun of. There's another problem, we don't know for sure who kahanim are. And another problem is we don't know what's tame, what's tar. We can't have people that are for sure tar, the chayra, and some and kalim, and all things that are for sure tar. And that would be also a major problem. And l'maisa, of course, we have to wait that bi'as goyel to bring karbanis. And b'mheir v'yameinu amein.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.